Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Working Identity. Updated edition by Herminia Ibarra is a practical guide for career changers who feel stuck between an old professional self and an unclear next chapter. Building on Ibarra's research and advising experience, the book challenges the common idea that you must first figure out who you are and then act. Instead, it argues that reinvention works best through action, trying new roles, experimenting with projects, and learning from real-world feedback. The updated edition, with a new preface, places these ideas in a modern context where job markets shift quickly. Traditional career ladders are less reliable, and professional identities are increasingly fluid. Readers are guided to move beyond overthinking, perfectionism, and fear of looking inexperienced. The book emphasizes small, strategic moves that reduce risk while increasing insight, helping you discover what fits by doing rather than by endlessly planning. It is especially relevant for mid-career professionals, leaders, and anyone navigating a transition or craving more meaningful work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reinvention through action, not introspection. A central idea in the book is that career change is rarely solved by sitting alone and thinking harder about purpose or passion. Ibarra argues that identity is shaped in practice, through choices you test in the world. When people try to plan the perfect pivot from their current role, they often get trapped in analysis, waiting for certainty that never arrives. The book promotes a test-and-learn approach, identify plausible directions, take small steps, and use what you learn to refine your path. This mindset treats uncertainty as normal and turns experimentation into a disciplined process. Rather than asking, "What do I want to be?" the method asks, "What can I try next that will teach me something important?" Readers are encouraged to view themselves as evolving prototypes and to separate temporary experiments from permanent decisions. That reduces the emotional pressure of getting it right immediately. Over time, repeated action builds clarity, confidence, and credibility because your next identity is supported by experience rather than theory. The result is a practical framework for moving forward even when motivation, confidence, or a clear narrative is still forming. Secondly, crafting and running smart career experiments. The book breaks reinvention into manageable experiments that create information and optionality. Instead of quitting abruptly or enrolling in a long program without evidence it fits, readers are guided to run smaller trials, short projects, volunteer roles, internal rotations, advisory work, side assignments, or structured conversations with practitioners. The goal is to gather data about the work itself, the environment, and your own reactions under real conditions. Ibarra emphasizes choosing experiments that are concrete and time-bounded, with clear learning goals such as testing whether you enjoy client work, whether you prefer building versus managing, or whether a mission-driven setting actually energizes you. These experiments also help you build a portfolio of experiences that later supports a credible transition story. The approach highlights the value of breadth early on, then narrowing once patterns appear. It also recognizes emotional realities. Experimentation can feel uncomfortable because it exposes you to being a beginner again. By treating discomfort as part of the process and designing experiments that limit downside risk, readers can keep momentum. This section effectively turns vague career hopes into a sequence of practical moves that reveal fit and open doors. Thirdly, networks as the engine of career change. Ibarra places networks at the center of reinvention, not as transactional job hunting, but as a way to access new ideas, identities, and opportunities. When people want to change careers, they often rely heavily on familiar contacts who mirror their current world. The book argues that this reinforces the old identity and limits exposure to fresh possibilities. Career changers benefit more from expanding outward into new communities and weak ties, people in adjacent fields, emerging industries, and roles that you are curious about. These connections supply market intelligence, unadvertised opportunities, and realistic perspectives about what the work requires. They also give you language to describe your interests and skills in a way that resonates with the target field. Importantly, network conversations are positioned as learning opportunities, not pitches. Readers are encouraged to approach others with genuine curiosity, share experiments in progress, and request guidance on next steps. Over time, relationships help you test your developing story and gain sponsors who can vouch for you. This topic reframes networking from a stressful task into an identity-building practice that accelerates both insight and access. Fourthly, letting go of the old identity and handling transition anxiety, career change involves psychological loss as much as opportunity. The book explores why people cling to their current professional identity even when it no longer fits status, competence, predictable routines, and external validation. Reinvention threatens these comforts and can trigger doubt, fear of judgment, and the feeling of starting over. Ibra addresses these barriers by normalizing the in-between period when your old story no longer works, but the new one is not fully formed. Readers learn to expect ambiguity and to manage it without retreating. The book highlights common traps such as chasing a perfect calling, trying to preserve every aspect of the old role, or waiting to feel confident before acting. It encourages reframing transition as a series of identity shifts that require tolerance for temporary incoherence. Practical strategies include seeking varied feedback, creating structure through experiments, and separating self-worth from immediate mastery. This topic is useful for readers who intellectually understand they need change but emotionally cannot move. By naming the hidden forces that keep people stuck, the book offers a path to act despite uncertainty and to build confidence through progress rather than reassurance. Lastly, building a credible new narrative and positioning your value. A successful career shift requires more than private clarity. It requires an external story that others can understand and trust. The book shows how to translate past experience into a forward-looking narrative that connects what you have done with what you want to do next. Many career changers either undersell transferable skills or present a disjointed story that sounds like a sudden reinvention without evidence. Ibarra's approach is to construct a bridge, highlight patterns across your experiences, identify capabilities that travel well, and demonstrate commitment through experiments and learning. This narrative work is not just personal branding, it is a tool for sense-making that evolves as you gather information. Readers are encouraged to test their story in conversations, notice what resonates, and adjust language to match the target audience. The book also underscores that credibility comes from visible proof, such as projects, collaborations, and community involvement, not just declarations of interest. This topic helps readers move from exploration to execution by aligning identity, evidence, and communication. A strong narrative makes it easier to secure interviews, internal moves, and support from mentors because it presents the transition as logical and well-grounded. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who feel constrained by a role that no longer fits, including mid-career managers, leaders considering a pivot, specialists who want broader impact, and anyone returning from a disruption and reassessing direction. It is also valuable for students and early career readers who want a realistic model of how careers actually evolve. The main benefit is that it replaces vague advice about finding your passion with a repeatable method for making progress under uncertainty. By focusing on experiments, networks, and iterative identity building, the reader can reduce fear, increase clarity, and create options without gambling everything on a single high-stakes decision. The book can improve daily life by easing the mental burden of indecision and by turning career change into actionable next steps that build momentum and confidence. Compared with similar career books that emphasize tests, personality matching, or inspirational stories, this one stands out for its research-grounded perspective and its emphasis on doing rather than declaring. It also treats the emotional complexity of transition with seriousness while staying practical. If you want a guide that helps you move from stuck to steadily exploring, positioning, and transitioning, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Herminia Ibarra, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.